This is the way it worked out, ladies and gentlemen. A little over a year ago, BBC shares with us, after multiple felony sexual battery and rape charges were filed against Daniel Holtzclaw, former Oklahoma City police officer. They say the story made national headlines. This is terrible. They say that Holtzclaw, as a uniformed officer, he's wearing his uniform. And again, now, we're not talking about a situation wherein there was a person impersonating a police officer by wearing a uniform that looked like a real uniform, a real police officer's uniform, and maybe having a badge, a nice shiny badge that looked like a real police officer's badge, and it really wasn't. No, he was an actual police officer. He'd wear his uniform. He was on duty. And he was allegedly sexually assaulting multiple women after stopping them in the course of his duties. He's on duty at the time. He was not off duty. He was not a plain clothes, or rather a regular cop, but wearing his plain clothes off duty and showing his real badge. No. He was wearing his uniform while on duty. He would stop these women in the course of his duties and sexually assault them. And he made it a point to target women who were from one of the poorer, predominantly African-American parts of Oklahoma City. After an initial allegation was brought against him, you know how sometimes when one person will come forward and say, hey, look, this is what's happening to me. This is wrong, and I need you to do something about it. Sometimes other people who have been victims will begin to speak up. Well, that's what happened in this case. We saw that happen. We've seen that happen in a number of cases, including with Bill Cosby. There had been a time when things were hush-hush. He had been accused and everything was kept very, very quiet. But then when a public announcement was made, a public allegation was made, or the allegation was made public, other women started coming forth. That's what happened with Daniel Holtzclaw. One lady who had been victimized, who reported being victimized, came forward. And then about 13 more came forward. He was facing 36 charges, including felony sexual battery, rape, forcible oral sodomy, and stalking. One of the great disappointments about this matter for a lot of people was that they could not get it to gain a lot of traction. I think that part of what was going on was there were people who had concluded that in light of the fact that so many women had been abused, were accusing Daniel Holtzclaw of having abused them in one way or another, it would have been bad enough if it had been just one person. But you're talking about a minimum of 13 people accusing this man of abuse, sodomy, stalking, sexual battery, rape, felony sexual battery, and rape. Minimum 13 ladies. And national media wouldn't pick this up and really, really run with it. Some people were disappointed that that did not happen. Do you think that we should have been hearing about this at least by the time the third lady alleged abuse by Daniel Holtzclaw? Maybe by the time the sixth person came forward? Do you think that it makes sense that We didn't hear much about it. Very, very, very little. And some people heard nothing about it. When we come back, let's kind of look into the whys of why some of the people decided maybe we shouldn't give this a lot of coverage. I'm not saying whether it should or should not have been. I'm simply saying it wasn't. And I'm asking you, do you think it should have been covered widely? I'm going to give you some more details shortly, and I'm going to ask that question again. Do you think it should have? And then I'm going to ask the question, should this have mattered? Stay with me.